Want a recipe for success? Step one, visit OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses. Step two, click on my link to browse OCD Training School's amazing course catalog. Step three, enroll. And step four, enjoy learning. With no added cost to you, you can support the OCD family community while grabbing some continuing education or learning how to bridge yourself to self-help strategies for OCD. Again, that's OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses. And use my special link to sign up today. Hi, OCD family community. Welcome back to the water cooler for a fast, fun way to myth bust the difference between a preference and OCD. Today, we're going to illustrate this point with help from our AI contestants and the interwebs. Our first AI player is Charlie, a graphic designer from Chicago.
Hi, everyone. So excited to be here.
And our second AI contestant is Jake, a teacher from Seattle. Welcome to the show, Jake.
Yay, thanks. And hello to the fam.
And I'm your host, Nicole Morris, licensed marriage and family therapist and mental health correspondent, reminding you that this isn't therapy. Okay, fam, let's play preference or OCD. Here's how the game works. We'll hear the following thought, habit, or behavior from social media, and our contestants have to decide if it's just a preference or an intrusive thought or inference of doubt. Each correct answer earns you a point. Are we ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Our first clip comes from TikTok user at SheIsLivy.
What if I just jump out of this plane? Like any plane, like what if I just jump out of the plane? And it made me not want to fly for the longest time because I was like, what if I just jump out of the plane right now? Like what if I do it? And then like my best friend's a flight attendant and she's like, that's not a thing. That's never going to happen. But for a while I was like, I don't want to fly. I will drive everywhere. I will road trip if I have to because what if I jump out of that plane?
Charlie.
I think it's OCD, Nicole. People can't just jump out of planes.
OCD is correct, Charlie. But not because people can't just jump out of planes. OCD can be rooted in realistic or magical thinking. But that doesn't change that thoughts are just thoughts. And OCD thoughts are those distressing thoughts that are unwanted and incongruent with who you are. They're what we call ego dystonic.
Ooh.
Time for our next clip brought to us by TikTok user at Mama Ari. And just a reminder for the fam at home, if you want to check out any of these creators, content will be linked on this episode's blog at OCDFamilyPodcast.com. Roll the tape.
Father God, thank you for allowing me to live to see another day.
Big booty.
Uh-huh. Yep, that's what I said.
No, that's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. Sorry.
What the heck?
Anyways, for my real prayer, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord for my soul to keep.
You're wasting your time! You are wasting your time!
No, I would never think that. That wasn't me. That wasn't me that said that.
Sorry, Lord. I did not mean to say that at all.
And did. I definitely did. I said what I said.
Oh, I get it.
Ooh, Jake by a hair.
That sounds like OCD. She said, that's what I said, but it wasn't a preference.
That is correct, Jake. This clip shows a great example of mental rumination that can occur after an intrusive thought takes place. In this example of religious scrupulosity, you can see how OCD hijacks into this person's faith tradition of prayer to cause doubt and debate, further pulling her out of her religious practice. This isn't a faith issue. This is OCD.
That was a hard one.
Yeah.
Okay, contestants, the score is 1-1, and here is our final clip for the win from at Michelin.Malouf.
I can't believe I let my intrusive thoughts win, and I ordered another glass of wine.
Jake.
Phew. Okay, this is definitely OCD. She knew she was indulging too much in the wine, which is why she knew she shouldn't order it because it could lead to risky behavior.
Jake, that is incorrect. The correct answer is preference. Charlie, want to take a stab, no pun intended, at why this is a preference?
Sure. Even if she was being coy or taking a step toward risky, it seems like something she wanted to do. She was self-conscious about the choice, maybe, but it doesn't seem to be ego dystonic, like you shared about earlier.
Spot on, Charlie. Spot on. Doing something willingly that could lead to problematic situations is different than the thought of doing something you would never want to do and questioning the meaning of why you, the thinker, would ever have this thought in the first place. And I'll note, this context presumes that this person is not battling addiction. Follow up with your treatment team providers if this may be the case for you or your loved ones. But if we play the second half of Micheline's clip, she gives a real example of an intrusive thought. Let's check it out.
You're going to stab your friend with this fork in the eye. You're going to do it. Put the fork down or you're going to do it.
And with that, we still have a tie between our AIs. But speaking of winners, we do have our 5 winners from our 100th episode giveaway, courtesy of our amazing prize sponsor, OCD Training School, who gave away 5 self-study courses in inference-based CBT, otherwise known as ICBT. Thank you, Lucky Draw, for helping us select our giveaway winners. First up is Ashton from LinkedIn. Second, Austin Bridges Therapy from Instagram. Third, Anthea from LinkedIn. Fourth, Danny from X. And fifth, it's either Dr. Lena or Darlena Sadek from Facebook. Yay! Congratulations to all of our winners. Let's sync up so I can email you your rewards. Thank you again to OCD Training School, and for the rest of the fam, I'll see you next week at the water cooler. Therapists, are your clients struggling with disgust-based contamination OCD? Have you tried upgrading your ERP with the Mastery Approach? Visit OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses and click on my link because I've got just the training for you. At OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses, you can check out OCD Training School's entire catalog of courses, including Rich Gallagher's course, Treating Contamination OCD. Where else can you build mastery over disgust-based triggers while supporting the fam at no extra cost to you? It's a win-win at OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses.